You're in the Angel Room, a place for those who love angels, desire a close relationship with them, and want to know how to achieve it. Here's your host, Ivory Lanoux, renowned angel communicator.
Welcome. I'm glad you could join me today. I'm excited to get back to doing a show about angels. I've done it in the past, took a break to pour myself into building my business and helping people one-on-one in person, teaching classes, but my angels have guided me to get back to doing a show specifically about angels. So on this very first show, I thought I would tell you a little bit about myself. I was born with the ability to see angels, and I've seen them, heard them, and felt their touch since I was earlier than 2 years old, and I have some pretty vivid memories. My very first one that's the most vivid, I was around age two, and this one's imprinted deeply in my mind because we lived way out in the country in Urbana, Maryland, in an old schoolhouse my dad had remodeled. And we spent a lot of time outside like kids did back then. You know, we were outside almost all the time. And my mom was hanging up laundry. My little sister was playing and I snuck away. Being the curious kid I was, it hasn't changed a bit now. And I walked down a road and then I realized I didn't know where I was and I got scared and I was crying. And I turned around and looked up the hill and there was a beautiful being standing at the top of that hill wearing this pale yellow gown with large white wings, beautiful light red hair, beautiful face. And she beckoned to me. And I knew instantly that was a being of love. I knew I had no hesitation. It wasn't just being a child. It was the knowing from that being's energy that it was perfectly safe for me to walk directly to her. And she took me by the hand. She didn't say anything, but she led me back to our property. And as soon as I could see my mom, she let my hand go and I turned around and she was gone. Through my life until I was 12 or 13. Oh, there goes my possessed phone. The angels must really want something to be heard. Until I was 12 or 13, I always saw angels that way as winged beings with robes and flowing hair. But around age 12, 13, that stopped. And they came and I could feel their energy and I could hear their words. But they no longer look like that. Instead, they were light. It's the best way to describe it. And finally, my master guide told me that is because in the celestial realm, they are beings of light. And that they just felt like they should show themselves to me in their actual form. And what they look like is not like an orb, if you know what that is. They're not perfectly round and they come in with a vague shape, a hazy outline, but each one has distinct color or mix of colors, sometimes iridescence in it. And that's how one of the ways you can tell who it is. So after that, I was seeing my angels as these beings of light most of the time. Occasionally, they still do come in as winged beings, or they just show me their wings, which is always really interesting. I kind of took that for granted, you know, as a lot of people do with our gifts. I took it for granted for a long time because I could always do that. And for a while, I thought everybody could. But when I would try to tell my parents, my family about it, I would get, "You have such an imagination," or, "Wow, you have an active fantasy life." And so I knew it was real. I knew the difference between imagination, fantasy, and seeing, hearing these angels. So I just stopped talking about it. But that doesn't mean it stopped happening. And it continued on a regular through my day basis every day. But it never, ever crossed my mind that this is a spiritual gift that I could use to help other people. I will admit that I fought using my spiritual gifts professionally for a very long time. I wanted nothing to do with that. I concentrated. I had a career in radio, had a longer career in mental health. And then all of a sudden, my angels said, you have to move to Sedona. You're going to do your spiritual work full time under your own name and your face. Because leading up to that, I'd been doing some work, spiritual work, online under a pseudonym, usually using a picture of a pink rose, not even my face. And it was very interesting how over time, I could feel that I wanted to do something more, but I just wasn't sure what that should be, honestly. Like, I didn't know what I should do with that or shouldn't do with that. And it wasn't until my angels said something to the effect of moving to Sedona, you've got to do this work full time, all of that. And I was a little scared. I was coming out of this crazy time in my life, and I had frankly gone through my second dark night of the soul, which is never an easy thing to do. And I had to regroup. I had to heal. Moving to Sedona was not an easy thing. Some things happened that actually became more of a challenge in a different way. But all of that made me stronger. And the point being that once I moved here, once I was in Sedona and working, doing spiritual business, my angels were coming through more powerfully, more adamantly, talking about how I have to start offering these angelic services, that it's so important for the world. This was before COVID, years before COVID, maybe 5 years before, that they said, especially right now, the world needs to connect with their angels. They need to know they're real. They need to know that they're there for them, that they've got this moment by moment guidance through their life. And I understood that. They told me to write a book. Well, that's finally coming out later this month. They told me to host a talk show, and I did for a while. But honestly, I needed to take a break to finish writing the book. So that's all happening kind of all at once now. Something that I started offering because my angels told me to is a session called Meet Your Angelic Guides. And when they woke me up in the middle of the night to tell me, you need to do this session, and they told me, you need to tell people their angels' names, what they look like, help them feel the energy of their angels so they know when their angels are touching them or nearby, and help them connect. And I'm like, why is it so important that this happen? You know, why is this so crucial? They really didn't say much of anything, but shortly after I started doing that, clients would come back and they'd say, oh my gosh, Ivory, since I had that session with you, I am feeling my angels all the time. I feel them. I know they're touching me, or I'm hearing them. I'm hearing their words in my head. I'm seeing them in the varying forms they show. And then the main thing that it does is it opens people up. It helps them release any subconscious blocks that they have within them that keep them from connecting with their angels. Sometimes people don't think they're real, and so that's a block. Sometimes people think they don't have the ability to connect. That's a block. And sometimes, honestly, I think people have blocks within them that they don't even know why they're there. They have no idea. And it's subconscious. It's nothing that they created. Those blocks come down when they're meant to come down. That's true for anything. But this is sort of like connecting with angels is a lot like intuitive gifts. Everybody has the ability for intuition. Everybody receives intuition. Some people tap into it, others don't. Some develop it. So everybody has the ability to connect with angels. It doesn't mean you're going to be great at it right away. It doesn't mean you're going to master all of the skills immediately. But over time and with practice, you can get really good at this. And it's not about something fun to do. It's not about being able to do something others can't. It's nothing like that. It's just the whole thing is your angels desperately want you to receive the full guidance that they're offering, that they're giving you. And you can't get it if you don't work at it. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. My book goes into this in much more detail than I could ever cover in one show. And I will talk a lot about the different aspects of this work, of this endeavor is a better word to put it. Most people who develop these skills are not going to become a professional angel communicator. And frankly, most people wouldn't be able to do it for other people. You would need to be born with some gift with that. But to do it for yourself, yes, 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 yes. And that's the primary purpose to this whole thing. So why? What do you get out of connecting with angels? I think so much peace of mind, an incredible amount of peace of mind, because you understand finally that you're not alone. You cannot be ever, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter how difficult things get, it is literally impossible for you to be alone. So that's a big step right there, because people get really afraid, and understandably so. It's not an easy time we're living in right now, right? I mean, and if you're an empath, if you're a super sensitive person, it's that much more difficult. So you learn that you're not alone. Secondly, is that you start to build more confidence in yourself by having your angels verify your ideas, your thoughts, or tell you the same thing so that you know you are on the right track. You're not having wild thoughts of fancy. You are actually following your inner guidance as well as your angelic guidance. A big thing about this is if you are seeking what your life purpose is, and boy, a lot of people are on that journey right now, that you can't really think your way through something like that. The easiest way, I've worked with people for a long time with this and myself, and the easiest way to come to that place where you feel pretty confident about what you're supposed to do is to just follow your angelic guidance. And I look at it like a trail of breadcrumbs through the forest. So your angels give you a clue. You follow that clue. You follow the guidance that's involved in that clue. And then you wait for the next one, the next guidance, clue, sign, whatever it ends up being. Follow that one and then follow the guidance associated with that one. Eventually, you just bump right into your life purpose. And it's so much simpler. It's the fastest route and a lot less stress because people are calling me and they're saying, I just don't know. I know I'm supposed to do something different, but I can't think of what it is. I'm like, stop thinking about it. So that's one thing you can definitely do is find your life purpose. And just understand too, I know a little bit wandering off the course, but this show is going to cover all kinds of spiritual topics because angels and their guidance and the whole topic are interwoven very closely. So it's like a garment woven, and here's the vertical threads are angelic communications and the horizontal threads are intuition and enlightenment and forgiveness and gratitude and all the other aspects of spirituality that lift us, and especially lift us in times like this where we don't want to wallow in negativity and fear. We want to rise above that. So the frequency of angels is incredibly high. That is why when an angel touches you or is very close to you, eventually, if you don't already, you will have a reaction. I was doing a session with a wonderful lady yesterday, a brand new client, and it was a Meet Your Angelic Guides reading. And I knew what her reaction to angels would be because as I was calling in the archangels and doing another, doing a violet flame invocation, and my intention is always to call in circles of additional angelic protection, I was covered in extraordinarily hard chills. And I saw her on, because I could see her on screen, She shivered a little bit and I thought, okay, I know that this lady feels them the way I do. And so her reaction was, she calls it goosebumps, but chills, goosebumps, it's the same thing. Pretty common reaction. And it's because our frequency is here and angels' frequency is way up here. And so when they come in, we feel that frequency as a change around us, and usually in a physical way. That can be chills or tingling, cooler, warmer. And lately, it's been very interesting. During COVID, all of a sudden, a very rare reaction has become a more common one, and that is to feel a gentle touch or pressure, which I find that fascinating. I don't know why that's increasing, why that's changing during COVID. I know the angels talk about how they're well aware of what's happening here on Earth and how hard it is for us to be here in human form at this time. They're blessing, they're sending us love, they're trying to help us. Each of our individual angels is doing everything they can to help us, but a lot of us are not doing all that we could to receive the benefit of that. And a big part of that is opening up to angels. So on the show today, it's just me because I thought, well, I'll introduce myself to you so you have some idea of what I'm about, what I'm going to be talking about. But I will be having guests on the show because over the years of doing my work, I've come across other, what I call angel people like myself, who are born with the ability to see, hear, feel angels, and talk to them about how that came about for them, how they realized they had that gift and it wasn't just something they took for granted. And most interestingly, what they're doing with that gift. It's fascinating, things you would not even think of. And it's not like it's not like they chose to do that. It's just how it's evolved, but it's fascinating. As well as people like a good friend of mine who I was talking to yesterday, and she reminded me again of how she was pretty much an atheist, never thought about angels, never believed in them. But it's not like I jammed angels down her throat. But over the years of talking to her, interacting with her, just talking on the phone, things started to happen to her that could not be written off as a coincidence anymore. It was just, and I'll let her tell that story. She'll be on in about a month. But the point being that through communication, through association with me, she opened up to angels without even realizing it. And now it's a big part of her life. And her life has undergone an incredible 380 in these beautiful ways. She was telling me yesterday just how her life has evolved and become something that she couldn't have seen a few years ago. So it doesn't matter if you consider yourself religious. You don't even have to consider yourself spiritual. If you want to connect with the angels, you can. It's your God-given right. You have your angels. And I'm just going to say everybody has some angels that are just for you. You don't share them with anybody else. So they're with you from birth to death. And they're focused 100% on you. So you can see the benefit that would be had by understanding that and listening and knowing what their messages will, what their voice will sound like, voice when you're receiving their messages, and understanding, knowing the kind of signs and symbols they show you to get your attention, to point the way, comes in so many different forms. It's really interesting. When you know that, then you're getting the guidance. It's great that they're there and they're watching over you all the time, even if you never chose to communicate with them. But how wonderful it is to hear them say, I'm going to give you an example here, like even in the world of dating. So I'm not looking for somebody, but I'm certainly open to somebody. But for a while, I was kind of looking. And it was so funny. I could tell I wasn't really healed from my previous relationship because I would choose somebody. I would look at a picture. I was like doing some online dating and I'd look at a picture and I'd hear my angel say, oh, not him. And I would start laughing. I'm like, okay. Or another thing that I did was let's say I'm getting ready, online dating again. We exchanged emails. We were talking on the phone. And before the conversation, I said, "Angels, please reveal this man's true character to me as quickly as you can." And I cannot tell you what he said. Wouldn't be appropriate in this setting, but it was so incredibly inappropriate. And he just stopped and said, "I shouldn't have said that. I don't know why I said that." And I thought inside, I'm laughing. I'm like, "I know exactly why you said it, because I asked my angels to reveal your true character." And they did. And they continue to do it. I don't even have to ask anymore. They continue to do that. So that's just one example among so many. I think the hardest thing about angelic communications is, this was something we were talking about yesterday at the office at Sedona Soul Sisters, is how your angels tell you something and you don't want to do it. You want to do something else and you don't want to listen to them. You have the right. You know, you're here, you have free will, and you certainly have the right to not listen to your angels, to go it your way. But I'm here to tell you that that's taking a big risk. So what is the risk you're taking? Well, you could end up in bad relationships. You could end up in a business or a job that's really not suited for you. You could move to a place that you're not going to feel good about at all once you're there. And you could end up with a dark night of the soul. And I'll always be completely honest with you. I am not perfect. I am not some angel woman. Just because I can hear and feel and see angels, I didn't always listen to them. And twice it resulted in long-term dark nights of the soul, 10 years, 12 years. That's a long time in a person's life to go through hell because you didn't listen to your angels adamantly telling you not to do something or to do something. So just be aware that is that risk. That's not a threat. That's my experience and experience of people that I know. And we've all done it. We're human, right? We're going to make mistakes. I've made plenty, no doubt about it. But every mistake we made and that I made, we learn from. You know, we could bash ourselves for the rest of our lives, but is that going to get us anywhere? No. At some point, we need to forgive ourselves for being the flawed human we are. One thing I've been doing lately that's been so helpful, when I start thinking back to some terrible decisions I made when I was young, I stop myself and I say, "You are not who you were at 18. You are not who you were at whatever age it was, 42. You're not that person anymore. You can't look back at that and judge what that version of yourself did." And I know my angels brought me to that place because I hear them saying, "You're being too hard on yourself. Be as kind to yourself as you are to others." So the biggest benefit, obviously, with knowing how to communicate with angels is to get the full benefit of their guidance. And I will tell you, it's so powerful. And it's kind of funny working with other spiritual people like myself. We all talk to our angels throughout the day. All of us. It's very natural to us. We've all done it for a very long time. So that place we were talking yesterday about how our office is so full of angels, like the frequency is so high. It helps. We did choose when we moved our suite in this professional plaza, we moved to suite 111. And that in the world of angel numbers did not escape us. You know, 111, 1111 is spiritual enlightenment, moving forward in your journey. And what's been interesting is that even our returning clients from years ago from the old suite would come in and say, "Oh, I love the energy in here." So things can change. You know, the people that you spend time around, that you spend your life around, are definitely affecting you. So I want to talk about something that's really important. And I'm kind of touching on a whole lot of topics about angels today. But in future episodes, we're going to be talking more specific about different areas and diving deeper into it. But this is sort of an overall like a chapter highlights today. So one of the things we're definitely going to be doing is talking about the importance of raising your frequency. And again, as I said earlier, humans are here or lower. Angels are way up here. So to have the best communications, whether it's seeing, hearing, or feeling them, you want to raise your frequency as high as you can so you're closer to theirs. We're not going to be on the same frequency as angels. We can't do that. Humans will never be angels. Angels have never been humans. It's the way it is. Broke my heart. I wanted to be an angel so bad, but that's not going to happen. So we're going to be talking about specific ways to do that. And honestly, if you want to get good at this, if you really want to have that close bond with your angels, it's something you're going to need to pay attention to on a daily basis through your day. And eventually it doesn't take very long before these things become habit. So raising your frequency involves what you watch or don't watch, what you read or don't read. I want to talk about raising frequency. So if you want to raise it, you want to avoid watching, reading, listening to things that are violent, dark, negative. I used to love horror movies, and I told my daughter a few years ago, I was like, I can't watch those anymore. They make me feel sick, and they mess with my energy for days. So, and I feel like there's enough horror in the world right now. I don't need to invite more of that into my life. So avoiding a lot of news, unless it's great news, that's hard to find, but happy news, positive things, avoiding horror, avoiding violence, avoiding anything that upsets you. You know, you can't avoid it all. I mean, it's good to keep your head in what's going on in the world, but don't wallow in it. It's not good for you. More than ever right now, the angels want us to raise our frequency as high as we can. This morning, my dear friend Janet posted on Facebook a great Native American quote, and it was about this time. Luckily, you could translate it into English because I don't speak that language, but it was talking about how right now is this great opportunity. There's a doorway and there's a hole. So if you choose to sink down into the negative energy happening in our world and the negative things happening and anger and violence and hatred, judgment, you're going to sink down into that hole. But if you choose to rise above that, if you choose to find joy, to spread joy, to share with people, to give them a hand up, and that's not talking about money. We're talking about giving of yourself, giving of your time, sharing what you know. If you found some joy, help somebody else find it too. Do everything you can to feel joy and gratitude. You know, that's another huge one. I like to start my day with two things. I set an intention, and that is that today is going to be an amazing day. I am so happy. And I am a happy person by nature. It's very rare for me not to be happy or at least content. And the other thing is that before I even get out of bed, I'm thinking and I say, God, I'm so grateful for a lovely home to live in, a roof over my head, for good food, for being able to share my spiritual gifts with wonderful people, for a reliable vehicle, for good, healthy food to eat. And it changes. Some of that remains the same and some of that changes, but I do it again before I go to sleep at night. Those kind of things are like training your brain to feel happy no matter what's going on around you, to see the joy, to remain positive, to not sink down into the hole. So our angels are really, really good about that. When I feel them, my angel ear, my left ear rings at a really high pitch when the angels want to emphasize something, and they're doing that right now. So when you connect with your angels, when you're hearing them, when you're bringing their presence in, eventually they'll just be with you so much more and show themselves so much more. People have asked me a few days ago, again, you know, when do you talk to your angels? Well, as I said, all through my day, but my days are pretty busy. So my private time to talk quietly with my angels is before I go to sleep at night. And they will come in one by one at a time. And usually my master guide will come in and I'll talk with them and I'll hear them talking to me in my head But they're not my thoughts. I didn't have that thought. I know when I'm receiving messages from angels by this point, I've been doing this a very long time. So that's my time to just concentrate 100% on my relationship with my angels. And that's also when I ask my angels to please help the angels lend energy and support to the angels of somebody I know or somebody like a third level acquaintance that I've been made aware of who's going through a serious health issue or going through a really hard time in their life right now, because we can do these things. You know, we have power to do these things because the angels have the power. If you can develop the ability to communicate with them, they always hear you, by the way. Whether you hear them or not, they are hearing you. So that's never an issue, but it's about you learning to hear them, quieting yourself down. As I like to say, no one ever learned anything by talking. So if you want to get good at this, you're going to have to spend some time doing meditation of some sort. For brand new people, I like to suggest YouTube. I'm working on 7 videos right now that are guided meditations for YouTube that you'll be able to tune into in September. But there's plenty of others out there right now that are free with beautiful visuals to look at. And what it is that there's usually some nice music, and there's a voice, a soothing voice that is guiding you through a little scenario to help you relax and stay in that relaxed state and helping you through a particular experience. One that I recommend for all of you would be to find one, a guided meditation to connect with your angels, guided meditation to connect with your guides, which can be angels, can be deceased spirit, interdimensional beings, but let's focus on angels right now. So finding one that is specifically a guided meditation to connect with your angels. Another one I suggest for you is guided meditation to raise your frequency. And even if you could only do 10 minutes a day, first thing in the morning, will benefit you immeasurably. It's so much easier to do guided meditation because people will always say, I don't do meditation because I'm not good at it. And I'll say, what do you mean? I know what they're going to say, but what do you mean? And they'll say, well, I just keep having these thoughts go through my head. I'm like, that's part of meditation. So a big part of meditation is training your brain to sort of notice that and release it and go back to not thinking about anything except the voice telling you where you're going on this journey, the pictures in front of you, and let go. Try not to have your own thoughts at that time. Those are the times when we can shut down our conscious mind, that our subconscious mind is able to open up and receive more, which is why so many people actually have their first communication when they're sleeping or meditating. So that's all part of raising your frequency and quieting yourself. If you are a person who hates, you know, you live alone and you hate quiet, so you always have a TV or radio music playing, it's going to be very difficult for you to hear your angels if you don't have a set time. So you could say to your angels, angels, at noon every day, I'm going to have a quiet half hour where I'm sitting and receiving and listening for your messages. And if you don't hear it the first day, that's okay. You know, try for 5-10 minutes and don't break your brain over it. You know, it's not worth stressing out. You can't make that. And over time, you're going to get a whole lot better at it. There's no doubt about it. So having that quiet time, I also recommend having regular time in nature. When it's not broiling hot here in Arizona, I love to go to a local state park and they have what they call the lagoons, which are really lakes, small lakes, not bigger than ponds, smaller than lakes, surrounded by trees and all these reeds with millions of birds. It's just so wonderful. And I love to spend an hour or so just walking around those, getting some exercise, but being quiet. I do it by myself out of choice, because that's also some time for me to receive, to quiet my mind. Life settles down to a low roar. And I always feel more balanced and centered after I spend that time outside too, not necessarily there, but wherever I choose to go. So that's another way. And don't think if you simply cannot do traditional meditation, understand that many activities are meditative. So I know that people who do knitting and crochet get into a meditative state when they do that. I've had people tell me they get into meditative state washing dishes. I get into a meditative state playing my harp or other musical instruments. I could lose track of hours, and I definitely go into a meditative state, and I receive a lot of creative ideas and messages from my angels and just inspiration in general, because I've quieted my life, quieted my mind. Gardening is another good one. Walking out in nature, anything that helps you quiet your mind. So those are all kind of like just some ways for you to get started to get yourself to the point where you're going to have an easier time hearing your angels. I want to talk a little bit here about what it's like when an angel talks to you. Even as a medium, I rarely hear my angels out loud. I hear them in my head as a thought. And the thing about it is that they'll say things I would not think. Sometimes it's so out there, I'll be like, what? Why did you say that? You know, and then it all plays out. I've learned to just listen to them, and it all plays out and makes sense. But basically, it'll be out of context for your thought process. You could be, and this has happened to me, writing out a list for grocery shopping, and I hear, you need to write a book. Well, I'm certainly not thinking about that at that time. I'm focusing on my task. You can be driving and hear, you need to call your aunt, blah, 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 you know, and you call them and find out they really needed some support. So you're going to hear these things. And if you find yourself thinking, where did that thought come from? Or why did I think of that now? That's your red flag waving. Hello, clue by four. You are getting an incoming message from your angels. I eventually started carrying around, it's about the size of my cell phone. So like that size, little spiral top notebook I carry with me and for when I'm not home and can't write in my angel journal. But I write down the day, the time, and exactly what I heard. And I like to do that because, again, my days are busy. My mind's on a lot of things. I want to remember specifically what they said. I probably wouldn't be in a position to act on it at the second that they gave me that message. So it helps me remember later. But also, angelic messages will come to you in at least three. And in my experience, if they really want you to do something, it could be 300. You'll hear it over and over and over and over. But if you keep getting it from your angels, even if the words are slightly different, but the message is the same, and you've got it in your little notebook you have, then it helps you see that, oh my goodness, I am getting this repetitively. This is not my imagination. And you're going to see patterns emerge. So that's helpful for you to start believing you're really hearing your angels, helpful for you to feel more confident about listening to them, following their guidance. Sometimes their guidance is not welcome. I am a pretty outgoing person around people I know. It depends on my mood. I can be pretty shy around people I don't know. So I was in the grocery store in Sedona one day when I was pretty new here, and my angels said to me, talk to the man behind you. Well, he was like two or three people behind me, an elderly man, didn't know him at all. And I said in my head, I said, I don't want to talk to that man. Talk to that man. In my head, I'm just like rolling my eyes. I'm like, oh my gosh, what do they want me to do? So I paid for my groceries, and then I took my cart and waited by the exit till he came over. And I said, you know, sir, can I talk to you for a moment? And he was just, sure, what is it? And I said, and right then I heard a woman's voice speaking. And she said, tell him how much I miss him. Tell him I love him and that I'm fine on the other side. And I said, I have to tell you this. And he just burst into tears and he hugged me. And he's like, I miss my wife so much. I wasn't sure. I just wasn't sure that she still knew what was going on with me or that I'd ever hear from her again. And I miss her. We talked a little bit more and he just thanked me, hugged me again. And It gave him comfort. And I don't mind doing that if my angels are adamant, but I don't like to foist my incoming messages on people who didn't ask for it. I have ethical issues about that. So that was hard for me to overcome, but they were so sure that I needed to do that. And they were right, and he was receptive. And that's not the only time. There was another example that was so crazy. They'll also tell you to do things. Well, I'll share that with you another time. I can't tell you all my stories today. Another kind of situation is where they tell you to do something that you are in no position to do. So I did mention to you that I'd gone through two long dark nights of the soul. Well, the last one was coming into the home stretch, and it was just awful. And I was beaten down emotionally, and I was very sick physically, and just in a terrible state of mind. And my angels were coming and saying, you need to write a book. You need to host a talk show. And I'm like, I am in no shape to do that. I'm trying to just get through each day. When I'm in a position where I can do it, I will do it. And they started backing off because it was like 6-7 times a day. And I know they don't understand the human condition because they've never been in it. They don't understand illness and time crunches and stress and everything else that comes in life that interferes with what you might want to do. But they do, you know, if you tell them adamantly, they will understand like what the situation is and stop pressuring so much. But the whole thing, there's a point to all of this other than sharing fun stories, is that this show and my upcoming book are something that they were doing that during the dark night of the soul. This is the show and the book that's coming out next month. This is what they started talking to me about almost 8 years ago. And I promised, you know, I said, when I'm in a good state, I'm going to follow through with all of this. And they never stopped talking about it. And if I took too long of a break from writing, they'd be like, you need to finish that book. So they finally started talking to me. And I know it was to lift me up during this crazy time. And I had some serious illness issues, not COVID, during COVID. And they finally said, Ivory, this book has to come out now. People need this now. Like, they need to know how to connect with their angels. They need to know how to break through their barriers. They need this information now. It can't wait. And I said, okay, all right. And I said, but you know, for that to happen, I'll have to self-publish. And I don't have the money for that right now, because if I went through a publisher, it would take 2 years minimum. Do you know, 3 days later, my phone rang and a publishing company said, we would like you to write a book on archangels for us. And I signed a contract. I wrote the book. They paid me for it. And then they put the book into archives to be printed later. So it was more than what I needed to self-publish my book so that it can come out now. So, you know, our angels work in amazing ways, and something to think about too, before we meet again in a couple of weeks, is that when you need help from your angels, it's very important to ask them to intervene, because we come to this lifetime with free will, which means we can do whatever we want. We can make our own decisions. We live with the fallout from it, good or bad. But if you want them to intervene, you need to say, angels, I need you to intervene on my behalf. And don't put limitations on them. I used to say things like, angels, I need you to double the money I make in my business next week. No. Now I'll just say, you know, this is what's happened. My car broke down. I need $500 quickly. And they will bring it through avenues I could have never thought of, and fast. And I have a lot of friends that have the same thing. They've gotten to this point where they just leave it to the angels for how things are going to happen. It's not all about money either. It can be about a lot of things, like, I need to feel better by this date so I can do something important. And you can. It can happen. So try not to put limitations on how they achieve it, but just ask for what you really need and let them deal with the details, because angels know everything happening behind the scenes, and they know everything that's going to happen down the line for you. And that's why, even though the things that they tell you to do, the guidance they give you may not make sense to you, you can't see what they see. You can't know what they know. We never will. I mean, maybe when we cross over, I know that spirit hangs out with angels on the other side. So maybe we'll know a lot more then, but probably not as much as they do. So it's kind of letting go of ego. And you may not know that ego is one of the biggest blocks to spirituality. Ego can really drag you down, open you to the dark, hold you down, keep you from shining your light, lower your frequency. So I think it's important to really do some self-examination about that. If you discover, oh my gosh, that's my ego talking or my ego rising up there, you can talk to yourself and just say, I'm letting that go. It's not important who did it or why, you know, that I get credit for something or that somebody thinks I'm amazing. That's none of that's important. All that's important is to share your gifts, whatever they may be. And I'm not talking about just spiritual gifts. I mean, there's lots of gifts in this world. There's gifts of teaching, healing, gifts of being good at electronics. I need some of that myself. I need some more of that gift, like most psychics. There's all kinds of gifts in the world, but you know, if you let ego get in there, then you're blocking your spiritual growth, you're blocking your frequency and making it easier for the dark to communicate with you, which I'm not interested in. I hope you aren't either, and harder for the light to come through. So that's why I say like all of this is so interwoven together. I'd love to say every word I say is going to be about angels, but that would be misleading because we are going to talk about spirituality. We are going to talk about enlightenment, raising your frequency, gratitude, forgiveness, all of these things, because angels feel those are extremely important. They are adamant about it. And I know what it's given me to follow those tenets in life and not taking things personally. That's probably the hardest one, I think, to have something happen and tell yourself that's not about me. That's about something going on in their life and not because it starts that whole cycle of there's something wrong with me I need to fix. Well, none of us are perfect. We're never going to be perfect, but we can't let ourselves be defined by what other people say or think. And so, you know, taking that to the extreme would be it's beginning already. I had put out an ad about the show so people would know about it. And I saw somebody put an angry face reaction on Facebook. I'm like, what the world? Wow. Here, let the games begin. So people can be angry. People can be rude. People can be defensive. They can be angry, frightened for all kinds of reasons we'll never understand and say things to us. But we're not going to take it personally. That's about them. And if you know you did something wrong, that's a different story. Make it right, you know, apologize and all those things you need to do because, again, none of us are perfect. But don't take these things personally. And it's a struggle sometimes. There's so much coming at us. You know, never before in history have people had people all over the world know who they were. You know, I'm not famous. I'm well known. I'm not famous, but people from all over the world are going to chime in on something I put online. It's like, where else would that have happened in history? You know, you would have affected your immediate surroundings. So we're kind of in this place now. There's a lot of wonderful things about the internet and a lot of MTV and a lot of things that make it more difficult on us. That's one of those instances where I choose to rise above. I'm going to walk through the doorway, and I hope all of you will join me on this journey, and we're going to walk through the doorway so that we take ourselves and the world to a better place. Not everybody is going to choose to do that. And I don't know what that's going to look like afterwards. I can't even imagine. And I don't think that I need to spend a lot of time worrying about that. But I do think that it's a choice for all of us. And right now is a giant test for sure. I don't think it's just a test, but it is a test. And you can choose. You can choose whether you're going to let all of the discord, anger, and violence and fear drag you down, color how you see people in the world, or you can choose to love unconditionally. You can choose to stand back dispassionately and see what's happening with open, observant eyes and try not to overreact to things. And it's not easy. You know, these things are not easy. They're things that are hard won through practice. Same with your angels. You're all going to get good at this, as good as you, the time and attention that you put into the practice. I want to tell you a little bit about some guests that are coming up. I told you about one of my friends. She's going to be here in about a month. And her story is that she always considered herself an atheist, lovely, wonderful person, never thought about angels. And now, like, angels are a big part of her days, and it's kind of been mind-blowing for her. And she's so great at expressing herself and so much fun. So we're going to have a fun time on that episode. You'll see it coming up. And another friend of mine, her name's Ashley, who is going to be here soon on the show. And she was a student. She's an angel person. So she's seen angels and spirit since she was a child, since she was born. And her gift has developed. She didn't try to do this, but her gift has developed into a place where she is transported to another place and to people who are in very much in need. They see her, they hear her, she can see and hear them, she can touch them, they feel her touch, they see the angels that come through with her, and she is able to help them anywhere in the world. She's not saying, today I'm going to go to India. You know, it just happens. So this is her gift. And I've never heard of anybody else doing this. I'm hoping that maybe having Ashley on the show will bring out some others out of the woodwork to go, yes, I do that too. And I think that would be a beautiful thing to be aware of. But there's many other people out there, many other stories, many other views on angels and a lot of wonderful angel stories. So in 2 weeks, I'm going to be back. And I hope that you'll call in prepared to ask a question of your angels, or you can share an angel story that you've experienced. I would love to hear either one of those. And I know that the people who listen to this show are going to be really into it. So you can really help make this a great show. I want this to be your show, not just about me and my guests, but it's another way that I can help you. It's another way that I can help people understand the benefit of their angels and get that full guidance and protection awareness. And I think this is going to be a very fast way to do it. But I want you to know that I'm happy to help you out. So your angels are, there's a bunch of them here. Before I did the show, and I'll be doing this every week, I call in the archangels. I call in circles of angelic protection. I do a prayer to God. So it's a protected, sacred space here. And when you're ready to call in, hopefully in 2 weeks, you'll be ready to do that. Then you're going to have your angels coming in. If you want to ask a question of the archangels, that's okay. But this show is mostly about connecting you to your personal angels, your two main ones, and the circle of angels that are focused on you. That's where you're going to get the most benefit, a continuing benefit every minute, every hour of every day of your life. So I'm not adverse to archangels. I love them too. So that's just kind of what's coming up. And I hope that you find this show of great benefit. If you have suggestions for topics you want to hear about, or you're too shy to ask your question on the show, I am very open to hearing from you. My email is in the show description, and never be shy to reach out to me. In the meantime, I hope that everybody has a blessed week and maybe even starts to connect with their angels right away.
You've been listening to The Angel Room with Ivory Lanoue. Tune in next Sunday at noon Arizona time for another enlightening episode.